Archers for the week 2 to 7 November 2003.
Greg's got life pegged.
If I space them, can you bang them in?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we'll start here.
So has he bought the whole day, this guy?
Apparently. Stay with Alan, Mitch. Treating all his shooting friends.
Mm. What it is to be rich, eh? Oh, I wonder if that Stokowski will be there.
Who?
You know, the guy renting the Dower House. He's in the firm, too.
He might well turn up, assuming he's interested in shooting. Helen.
Hmm?
You don't actually have to bury the pig.
Oh.
And it might help if the number was the other way round.
Ah. Oh.
So the guns know which way to face on this drive?
Right. I guess we don't want them blasting away at the Felpersham Road first thing tomorrow.
There might be one or two complaints.
Oh, the only trouble is...
Done the job too well.
Mm.
Hell, let me.
Oh, thanks. So, have you had any more ideas for when Annette and Sonia come over?
Well, you didn't seem too impressed by my last one. That's the truth.
Well... Sonia might like beating at the boxing day shoot, but...
There we go.
From all I've heard about Annette...
Yeah, you're right. Probably not her sort of thing. Fortunately, I've got another brainwave.
Oh, yeah?
Now then, light tap does the job.
Are you thinking of the temporary ice rink in Felpersham by any chance?
What's that?
Well, they're freezing the courtyard outside the gallery till after Christmas. I noticed it in the Echo.
Yeah, excellent. We'll have to go. Now I'm at the Bag Bash.
What?
The Borsetshire Gamekeepers Association Christmas Bash.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's not as bad as it sounds. It's a family do. There'll be disco, food.
All the same.
You don't rate it?
Well, it's still a bit gamekeepery.
Oh, I see.
Well, the teenage girls.
All right, Mitch, go and have a look.
Look, why don't you just email them and ask and see what they want to do?
Okay.
I don't want the sort of hassle we had when Sonia came over, you know.
Get them to plan their own stay.
Well, some of it, yeah. We can still suggest things to them.
Well, sounds good to me. Yeah, how about doing it this evening?
Can I come in?
Yes, of course. Business or pleasure, Jack?
Business, I'm afraid.
Oh, it couldn't possibly wait, could it? You know, Sunday, day of rest and all that?
I'm afraid not, Kenton.
Oh, well, okay, only I was trying to catch up on the World Cup. I've taped a couple of matches.
I won't be staying long.
Oh, no, stay as long as you like. Caff's your gaff, so to speak.
Hmm. Some of the tables are looking rather grubby.
Well, we've been very busy.
Even so.
I'm giving the whole place a good clean this afternoon. Let's go up to the flat, shall we?
Very well.
Well, you promise not to tell me any of the scores, eh?
I can assure you, Kenton, I haven't come to discuss rugby.
Careful. Don't lean too far.
Are you well out of the way?
Yes.
It's about to go.
Right.
That's it.
I'm so glad you called in. Your father was going to do it as soon as he got back from organ practice.
What? He shouldn't be clambering around in trees.
You try telling him. He frightens the life out of me sometimes.
Look, do you want me to cut this little one back as well?
Would you? It'll be over the wall if we leave it much longer.
Okay. You go in, Mum.
No, it's all right. It's not cold. And you were telling me about Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Dorchester Green's having an open afternoon. Stand clear.
Right. Are you all going together?
No, just Ruth and me. Pip will go around with her class some other time.
It's got a very good reputation.
Yeah. Yeah, it does pretty well in the league tables. Right, let's get these stacked for Mike to pick up.
It's going to be quite a bonfire on Wednesday. He was telling me he's collected a lot already.
Yeah. Pat and Tony have said it's sinking, though, about Borchester Green.
They've always said it's an excellent school.
I hadn't realised it was the old head. What's his name? Henderson, who was so keen on music.
The new one might be as well.
Well, maybe. Pip's certainly got a heart set on joining the school choir.
Where's this?
Oh, hello, Peggy.
Hello.
Borchester Green.
Oh, their choir's very good. Jack and I have been to some marvellous concerts there.
Yeah, a few people have said that.
Surely Pip's still at Loxley Barrett.
It's her last year, though.
And these days, you've got to be quick applying for secondary school.
Oh, it doesn't seem 5 minutes since she started there.
I think grandchildren grow up even faster than children.
Don't they just?
Does it matter which side of the path I put the wood, Mum?
No, wherever you like.
I brought the extra poppies.
Oh, thanks. So it's another tray to the garage on the Hollerton Road.
And one to Lower Loxley.
Elizabeth said they've been going very well in the shop.
Marjorie will be pleased. I promised to call in and tell her how we're doing.
She's finding it hard to let go, isn't she?
Do you want me to put the bay clippings out as well?
Please.
They'll burn nicely.
Now, Peggy, you coming in for a cup of tea?
Oh, I'd like to, but I'm running late as it is.
Oh, dear.
I dropped some poppies off with Jennifer for tomorrow's shoot.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Only I got caught up helping her choose a recipe for Brian's birthday cake.
Has she finally made her mind up?
Yeah. It's going to be a light sponge tort.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Oh, you haven't heard the half of it. Studded with raspberries, curls of white chocolate.
Oh, yes.
And she's bought some very thin barley twist candles to go on top.
Did someone mention cake?
Oh, sorry about that, Jack. You sure you don't want one yourself?
Quite sure, thank you.
I promise I'm no use to you without another coffee. Had a bit of a late night.
So I gathered.
Oh. So, what is it?
Is there any chance of turning the video off?
Isn't it all right with the sound down?
I'd rather have your full attention.
Oh, OK, sure. Oh, hold on. Inside there, 22. This looks promising.
I don't have all day, Kenton.
Ah, no, of course not. Sorry.
It's about last Friday.
Huh? What happened?
You know perfectly well. Your Halloween party.
Oh, that?
I've had a number of complaints about it.
Really?
Some of the neighbours were very upset about the chaos on the street.
It was hardly chaos.
That's not what Mrs. Winstanley told me.
What, the woman from the poodle parlour? Come on, Jack, you know what she's like.
She was terrified.
Okay, listen, I'll buy her a bunch of flowers and you can forget all about it.
I'm afraid I can't.
Okay. One or two people who weren't even invited, they got a bit silly.
Silly?
Okay, all right. Plain stupid. So I asked them to leave and they kicked up a fuss on the pavement.
Mrs. Winstanley says it sounded like a riot.
Oh, no.
And she's not the only one.
That is over the top, Jack. Yes, I agree. It was rowdy for a while, but, you know, it soon broke up.
It's very disappointing. You've been doing so much better lately.
Oh, well, thank you.
No more leaving Emma to lock up?
No, absolutely not.
The books are up to date?
I've worked out a routine.
Then this happens. You hold a party behind my back.
What?
You were simply asking for trouble.
Oh, behind your back?
I thought I'd made myself quite clear. If you want to use the cafe for anything other than normal trade, I'm to be informed.
Well, that's what I did.
I'm sorry.
No, I invited you and Peggy.
You did what?
If you weren't happy, you should have told me then.
Oh, no, really? You did no such thing.
Yes, I did.
When exactly?
Well, it must have been, was it when we looked at the last quarter's takings together?
It can't have been. I was only here for 5 minutes.
Okay, well, look, perhaps it was when I phoned about resetting the alarms.
I remember that call very clearly. You didn't say anything then either.
I know there was some time recently.
Kenton, I've tried to be fair with you.
Yeah, I know, Jack.
But I don't like being taken advantage of.
I'm not taking advantage.
Really? That's not what it seems like to me.
I'm sorry if there's been a misunderstanding.
Rather more than a misunderstanding. For someone whose contract runs out at the end of the month, you're skating on rather thin ice.
Good job we checked.
Oh, you'd have had a hard time driving through otherwise.
Yeah, it didn't take much rehanging, anyway.
Oh, what's the fuss for, Mitch?
Hey, enough. Anything wrong?
Oh, no, not anymore.
Your gate was sticking, that's all. We need to come through tomorrow for the Lower Brook Drive.
It's all sorted now.
Oh, sorry, I should have checked.
Yeah, not a problem. Oh, am I all right cutting back some of the hawthorn?
Yeah, sure.
It'll be a squeeze for the game cart, otherwise.
No, be my guest. And thanks for the gate. Saves me a job.
Happy to help.
All right, see ya.
Bye.
Bye.
I think you just got into his good books.
Yeah, he's always reasonable when we use his land. So where's the harm in doing him a favour, eh?
You are in a good mood.
It's the time of year. Shoots are underway. All the work's paying off.
I thought this was the time you're under the most pressure.
Yeah, it is in a way. But life's too short.
Oh, my goodness, is this the Greg I know and love?
If I'm honest, I'm glad we've sorted out the girls coming over.
Yeah, me too.
One less thing to worry about.
Yeah.
It's all about keeping things in proportion.
Not like last week.
What do you mean?
All the time we spent rowing.
Oh, that's ancient history now, isn't it?
I certainly hope so.
Actually, I was thinking about that. Why don't we invite your mum and dad around for a meal?
Do you mean it?
Why not?
You're sure? I mean, we don't have to.
No, I'd like them to come round.
Fine. Great, I'll ring mum.
I'll do it. My idea, so I'm taking the credit.
Absolutely absurd.
Are you ready to watch, Jack?
Hmm?
Marjorie said you can't be too careful having each count witnessed. It saves all sorts of problems later.
Right, you go ahead, Peggy.
Pity there are no notes. But at least there are some £2 coins.
And you're sure he didn't mention the party to you?
Definitely not.
That was the only thing I could think of.
Four, six, eight.
I thought perhaps he'd said something to you, not to me.
No, he didn't.
Two. I was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Six, eight. That's 18.
Well, after all, anyone can make an honest mistake.
Huh.
Well, they can, can't they?
Huh. Now, pound coins.
But if you're sure he didn't say anything...
Two.
Then there's no possible excuse.
Oh, check. Five, six, seven...
I virtually taught that boy how to keep a set of books.
Nine, ten...
When he was lax about locking up, I took him to one side. I talked to him.
One, two...
Other people would have sacked him straight away.
Five, six...
I've never been harsh with him, have I?
Ah, no one could accuse you of that. Oh, now you've made me lose count.
Oh, you're probably quite right. I've only got myself to blame.
I didn't say that.
Sometimes I can hear you thinking, Peggy.
Well, he's let you down again, hasn't he?
It's bad enough having a fracas at the cafe.
It creates such a terrible image.
But then to tell a barefaced lie about it, that's unforgivable.
You have to be able to trust your staff.
Of course you do.
I found that out from running the ball.
Well, the fact is, I can't trust Kenton anymore. I'm not even going to try.
Jack?
I'll let his contract run its course. But come the end of the month, Jack's calf is looking for a new manager.
Alistair's keen to be off duty.
Now, are you going to let me take another look?
It's all right, Bella. It's all right.
No, it's not deep at all.
No, Joanne says she only noticed when she was locking up.
I wish you'd told me earlier.
Like when?
Well, any time before now would have been nice.
You got in late, darling. Then you had
your
supper.
Okay.
Now you're going straight out again.
And I'm going to be late.
I'm sorry, I don't see how I could have told you any sooner.
But at least she's not running much of a temperature. She'll need a poultice, though.
Oh, I'll do that.
I'll give her a shot to stop the leg blowing up, then look in when I get back.
Any idea when that'll be?
Well, if you don't hear from me in the next 3 days, search every gambling and opium den in Porchester. Have you got her?
Yep. No, hold still, Bella. Hold still. Good.
Everything all right?
That should do it.
Yes, fine.
Daniel told me you were here.
Good girl.
Hey, what's the matter with you?
Cut her foreleg. Probably crashing through a hedge.
She had an exceptionally clumsy beginner on her.
There's nothing serious.
No, no.
Well, that's quite a relief in a funny kind of way, having an ordinary problem to deal with again.
I can imagine.
So, I can leave you to finish off?
Yes, you get going.
You'll forgive me disappearing, Caroline.
Of course. Going anywhere nice?
To make the family fortune, I hope.
To the exotic delights of Jack's calf. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, and you.
See you, Alistair. It was 8 o'clock, wasn't it? I'm not so desperate for a drink, I've come early.
No, I'm the one who's disorganised.
I'll go away again if you like. Walk 3 times.
Oh, you're staying here and helping me put a poultice on Bella.
Okay.
And then I want to hear all about your weekend away.
Who's the man? I'm the man. Who's the man? I'm the man. Who's the man? I'm
Frank's making a whole stack of dips.
Is he?
Yeah, to go with the wedges when they break.
Excellent.
That's providing Titcomb doesn't scoff them all first.
He's not making a nuisance of himself in the kitchen.
Oh, no, not really.
I think Lizzie's nobbled him. He says he's not playing tonight.
Oh, well.
So I'm sure we can talk him round.
Oh, it's up to him.
And how about Usha?
Not coming.
What a shame.
Well, she says it's too short notice.
Maybe next time.
Yeah, I don't know if she's serious about playing or not, really.
If she comes once, she'll be hooked. The gentle chink of the casino chips. The pool of light over the base cloth.
Gordon Burnett.
The magic of the shuffle. Your whole fate depending on the turn of a card.
It's only poker night.
Kenton.
Yeah?
You appear less the Cincinnati kid tonight, more the Borchester miserable old goat.
Mm. I'm sorry.
What's the matter?
Oh, nothing. Well, apart from losing my job, that is.
What?
At least I'm probably going to lose it at the end of the month.
No.
Yeah, Jack's as good as told me he won't renew my contract.
Why not?
You saw yourself, Friday night.
Surely not because of the costume.
No.
I was going to say... You look very fetching in stockings and a basque.
Nige, this isn't funny.
Sorry.
Because of that trouble with Jazza and his mates.
But you couldn't help that.
I know, but apparently it was all my fault.
That's not true.
Jack seems to think so.
Look, do you want me to ring him and tell him what actually happened?
No, there's no point.
I don't mind.
It won't do any good. No, he's determined to get rid of me, one way or another.
That doesn't sound like Jack.
Do you know, his actual excuse is that I didn't tell him about the party in the first place.
Oh, well, perhaps you should have done.
I did. I invited him and Peggy.
Then why did he say...
I've no idea.
How what?
At least, I'm 99% sure that I did.
Sorry I'm late.
No, I definitely meant to.
What an awful shame.
Anyway, I just want to forget about it tonight.
Okay.
The others will be up in a minute. Frank's got to make some fresh dips or something. Last lot have run out.
Oh, well, glad you can join us. Oh, we might as well get ready.
Oh, yes. Let's get down to business.
Who's buying what?
I'm not taking anyone's chair.
No, you're fine, though.
I'll have 40, please.
Not for a £20 note, you won't.
It's 50p a chip, isn't it?
Look, we only did that last week because you were a beginner.
Oh.
Yeah, our normal game's a pound.
Oh, I hadn't realised.
No, quite right. If it doesn't hurt a little when you lose, there's no point playing.
No.
Well, yes, quite.
Yeah, that's all right, isn't it, Nigel?
Of course. Anyway, we should set. I haven't brought much cash with me.
Or put an IOU in the till if you need any more.
Is that all right?
Yeah. Well, I'm still manager, it is.
In that case, prepare for battle.
When do you want to look in on her again?
Hmm. Oh, she'll be fine for a while.
I thought we did a very neat job.
Oh, Bella's so easy to handle.
Oh, you are coming on Thursday, aren't you?
Of course. I'm hardly going to miss the first meet of the season.
I didn't think so.
Especially this year.
Oliver's expecting a good turnout.
Well, everyone wants to get the message across, don't they?
Funnily enough, that's the one thing Oliver and Eleanor don't see eye to eye on.
Oh, hunting.
Yeah, she's not really anti, just not very enthusiastic.
I hope they didn't argue.
Oh, no. She's a real daddy's girl otherwise. She was teasing him about his bald patch the whole weekend.
Oh, no.
But they obviously think the world of each other. It was a very enjoyable stay.
How do you get on with them?
Pretty well. We used to be a little suspicious of each other.
Well, that's only natural.
But now we get on fine. She's very easy to talk to. We had a good chat about Oliver and fostering in the pub.
What does she think of the idea?
She made a very good point.
What's that?
She said her father's always at his best when he's got responsibilities. People to take care of.
Not one of life's loners, is he?
Quite the opposite. And of course, now Eleanor's going to New York with the children.
There's going to be a gap.
Hmm. We both wondered if that's where the whole fostering thing has come from.
You said he'd sent for more information.
All the bump from social services arrived today. I was having a look before I came out.
And what do you think?
Oh, any chance of another G&T first?
And the river? 10 of diamonds. Mm.
Five. Nige?
Hold on.
Have you noticed Frank always wimps out first when we play Big Omar?
Oh, Kento, shh.
I was only saying I'll be glad when he brings the grub up.
You're five. And five more.
No. Fold.
Okay. Let's make it interesting. I raise 10.
All right. 10 and 10 more.
Frank and I are well out of this.
10 and raise. 10.
I'm not sure I can cover that.
Well, what do you got left?
4.
Oh, your word's good for the rest.
Call.
Full house. Kings and nines.
Read them and weep. Ace, king, queen, jack of diamonds.
Nigel.
Plus the 10 of diamonds on the table, royal flush.
It's Big Omaha, mate.
You have played it before.
Oh, no.
You can only use 2 cards from your hand, remember?
Yeah, the rest have got to be on the table.
Of course they have.
Sorry, hard luck, mate.
What an idiot.
No, don't worry. You're not the first, you won't be the last. Classic beginner's mistake.
So I owe you another £6. I'm so sorry, Kent.
Stop apologising.
No, you're the one who's taken the hit, Nigel.
Look, if I can get some more from the till, let's straighten it up before going on.
Okay, sure.
I can't believe I did that.
Those were your other 2 cards?
Nige, you had the 10 of clubs, mate.
Well, yes.
You could have declared a full house, kings and tens.
Oh, Lord.
You had me cold.
Oh, that's a bad one. All right, you don't have to play.
No, I'm not.
Look, like we said, it's a beginner's mistake, so come on. Let's split the pot.
No, you can't do that.
Why not?
Rules are rules. Nigel declared an illegal hand.
But
he won't learn if we don't play properly.
It won't hurt just this once.
I don't need patronising, Kenton.
Oh, excuse me.
Now, are we all right about this IOU? I want a chance to start winning some back.
Does that make me sound terribly selfish?
No, not at all.
Oh, be honest. Must you?
Caroline, I realise fostering isn't a hobby. You've got to think it through.
Having someone else in the house, even for a few weeks, it might change things.
And that's what you're afraid of?
Well, Oliver and I have... It's all going along very nicely at the moment.
You do seem content.
I am. And of course there's work to think about. It's hard enough taking time off from Grey Gables as it is.
Yeah, I know how busy you are.
Thing is, I wouldn't want it any other way. That's what a teenager would do for our social life.
So you've decided against?
No. I don't know. I mean, I loved having Will as a lodger.
Oh, that's rather different.
Of course it is, but there is something satisfying about, well, helping young people find their feet. Does that sound terribly pompous?
No.
Only the pack we've been sent. It stresses how important it is for a foster child to stay in contact with its family. You have to keep a sort of open door to them.
Well, that could be challenging.
Well, yeah, depending on the family. And of course, the chances are the child will be carrying a lot of emotional baggage.
Probably.
Oh, there's no point even thinking about it if we don't face up to the difficulties.
But surely it's not just problems. There must be some rewards as well.
If things work out, yeah. Oh, I don't know, Shula.
Not something to rush into.
No. To go any further, we have to contact the recruitment team. Arrange a meeting with a social worker.
Well, the woman who saw us about Alistair adopting Daniel was very good.
Yes, but all the same.
Yeah, I know. It does seem rather intrusive. But they've got to do it.
I suppose so. I'm just not sure I want to start down that route yet.
Where are you parked?
Oh, at the end of the road. Oh, now I remember why I liked playing so much at college. What?
It's the woman over the poodle parlour. She's probably got her binoculars trained on us.
I'll tell Titcomb to give her a cheery wave when he brings the car round.
No hard feelings, Nigel?
Of course not. Is it all right if I settle up later in the week?
Oh, yeah, whenever.
You know, Frank isn't as smart as he thinks he is.
Look, just remind me of the damage, will you?
Oh, it was a real buzz calling his bluff. Ace with a nine.
80 quid, mate.
Well, that's not too bad.
I knew he hadn't got anything.
Thought I was further down than that.
Plus the 40-odd quid you came with. Perhaps you should be a little less gung-ho next time, eh?
Good point.
One silly mistake, that's all. Might have been up otherwise.
Possibly.
A true Pargeter never does things by halves.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm letting all the cold air in, so...
Cheers.
Oh, look, before we both disappear.
Yeah?
If you happen to bump into Lizzie in the next couple of days, there's, no need to mention how much I lost.
I see.
Under my thumb.
It's not like that.
Oh, we believe you, don't we, Kenton?
Sometimes she just makes too much of things, that's all.
If you say so, Nigel.
There's no sense in worrying her. My luck's bound to change next time.
Brian has found freedom, but for how long?
Oh, you got a problem with the beam?
Oh, I didn't hear you come in.
Well, you were so absorbed, I didn't like to disturb you.
There are a couple of cracks towards the headstock. Been meaning to see to them for a while.
Well, that's very conscientious of you, since we hardly ever take the plough up now.
I use it at the top of 85 acres. The cultivator drill's more trouble than it's worth up there.
Well, Demi never seemed to... No, it's a good idea to maintain it.
I'm replacing some of the discs as well. Otherwise, it's not in bad shape.
Right, well, if you do the discs, I'll go and make a start on the tractor.
Brian.
Didn't you tell Jeff it's due its 1,000 hours?
I'm doing it later.
Yeah, but you can't do everything yourself.
I'm not. Jeff's seen to the ewes and the deer. We've got it covered.
All right, well, suppose I just change the transmission oil.
Brian.
Oh, dear. Do you know, I'm starting to feel like a naughty schoolboy trying to bunk off prep.
You agreed with Mum. Wait another week.
But I'm so fed up in the house. The heating's too high. All I can do is reread the paper and fend off mad phone calls.
All part of the healing process.
Oh, and Eddie was the latest. What are you doing on Thursday night?
Well, nothing that involves Eddie Grundy.
But he wants the cricket team to help with the next cider pressing.
Very tempting, but unfortunately I'm rearranging my sock drawer that evening.
Well, he's offering to provide free cider for a game next year.
As long as he only gives it to the opposition. Ever tried his stuff?
Not often. I'm quite fond of my liver.
You could clear drains with it.
At least I can get the new discs out for you.
Okay. You want to watch what he does with the apple pulp, though? I bet he's turning it onto their field.
Try to tempt our pheasants in?
I wouldn't put it past him.
Well, he'd better not. We need all the income we can get from the shoot.
Oh, thanks. It went all right yesterday, didn't it?
Yeah, well, let's hope it stays that way all season. After the mid-term review, we're on our own, don't forget.
Well, you'll have a nice, healthy check every year.
Yeah, but not as much as if we'd been all cereals and rape.
Well, yes, those guys will really cash in.
There's so many other details about decoupling that still aren't clear.
Oh, come on, Brian. You loathe the CAP.
Well, who doesn't?
Now's your chance to farm without it hanging around your neck.
In theory, yes. Is DEFRA likely to interpret EU rules so we get a level playing field?
Brian!
Oops, matron sent out a search party.
What on earth are you doing out here?
I had an urgent message for Adam.
Yes, thanks. I'll get straight on to Eddie.
Jennifer says you're to go back in.
All right.
And Jack's here now.
Okay, well, there are the other discs I need.
Thanks.
It'd be the easiest thing in the world to catch a chill.
On my way, Peggy.
And you shouldn't encourage him.
I wasn't.
Your mother's so worried about him blacking out again.
I know.
She doesn't want him exerting himself yet, in case it triggers something off.
Gran, I was simply showing him the farms running smoothly. Okay? What's wrong with that?
Can you see what your daddy's doing?
No.
Oh, stand on here, then.
You know very well what I'm doing. Feeding Jasper.
You can see. He's having his tea now.
What did we see Jasper catching this afternoon?
A cat.
No!
Not quite, Freddy. A rabbit.
Oh, are you climbing down?
He stooped beautifully. Freddie was very impressed.
Oh, he loves the hawk, doesn't he?
Oh, yes. I'm not sure Lily's as keen. Is she still playing with Julia?
Oh, yeah. They've got the dressing up box out.
Never tires of that, does she?
No. Lily quite likes it as well.
Can't imagine what you mean.
Oh, where are you off to now?
I'll lay a bet he's going to kick up the leaves by the door.
He's been kicking up leaves all day.
Anyway, if you want to get off, Lily.
Oh, it's all right. It's no rush.
Ah.
I'll keep an eye on Freddie while you finish the feeding, yeah?
There he goes.
He can't get his jeans any muckier.
So, how are things at Willow Farm?
Eh? Oh, well...
Well, Lizzie says that the novelty has rather worn off.
Everyone's managing, sort of.
Tuck into that.
Although the last few days have been a challenge.
Oh, why's that?
We've always been working all hours, covering for Caroline.
Last but not least.
And now Mike is getting very excited about the mystery plays.
Oh, yes?
Determined to know his lines by next rehearsal. So he makes me test him.
And it's not much fun.
Oh, I feel so mean for saying it. It's the most boring thing I've ever done in my life.
Oh, Lord.
It goes on for hours. I mean, I always start out trying to be interested.
But it doesn't work.
No. I mean, by the time the shepherds are whittering on about what's happened to tea, I'm losing the will to live.
Oh, no.
I mean, this is one line, right? Green cheese to grease your cheeks.
Ugh.
Turns my stomach.
Sounds revolting.
Jeez. After that, I'm on autopilot.
Well, can't you, sneak off and hide in your room.
Oh, well, that's plan B. And it goes straight into operation tonight.
Usha just rang.
Oh, about next Tuesday?
Yes. We're meeting her and Ashok at 7:40.
In the gallery?
No, at a wine bar, a little bit further down.
So is Ashok the new squeeze in her life?
Ah, well, the official line is they simply enjoy each other's company.
Right, oh, we all know what that leads to.
We'll see.
Should be a good night. Now I've finished in here.
Nigel, can I have some money?
Oh.
It's for the indoor fireworks tomorrow.
Will you get some sparklers as well?
Yes, sure.
I haven't actually got any cash on me.
Oh, OK.
Lizzie?
No, nor me. But your wallet's in the office.
Oh, thanks for agreeing to come out, Jack.
As soon as you put your cup down, I could see you were desperate for some fresh air.
Well, I wanted to catch the last of the daylight.
Ah, it's lovely now, isn't it? The colours in the trees. Mm.
Well, I'm more interested in the state of the riding course.
Well, I suppose you haven't been down here much recently.
No. Jenny won't let me go anywhere on my own at the moment.
You can't blame her.
And even in company, I've got to be trussed up like Paddington Bear before I'm allowed out of the house.
It's only because she's concerned for you.
Oh, yes, I know. And I appreciate it.
But I can understand you being keen to get back to work.
Oh, roll on next week.
Jack, I've got something for you.
Oh, have you?
I meant to say earlier.
Oh, yes. Alice found it this morning behind the boot scraper.
Doesn't seem to have got too wet.
Oh, thank goodness.
You must have dropped it here last week.
That's marvellous. I've been completely lost without it.
Five ones. Will that be enough?
Oh, should be. Oh, the children are really looking forward to it. Aren't you, Fred?
We put them on the thing.
That's right. We put them on a plate, watch them very carefully, and I'll light them for you.
It'll be great fun for Freddie. I don't think they've had them before.
Nigel?
Anyway, look, we'll take another fiver to be on the safe side.
Okay. Oh, well, they won't cost that much, will they?
Nigel, we'll never get it past the accountant.
What?
Indoor fireworks are hardly a legitimate business expense.
I suppose not.
So we'd better not use petty cash. Now, I told you your wallet was here.
Oh, thanks.
It was next to the fax.
Right. The only trouble is there's nothing in it.
Oh? Don't know that feeling.
So I'll have to take it from the petty cash and pay back later.
Yeah, all right.
There's the extra fiver, Hayley.
Oh, right. Well, I mean, if it's a problem, I can get them with my own money and bill you.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Okay. Yeah, go on.
Right, well, if you're sure.
Better to be safe than sorry.
Right, then. I'll be off.
Thanks.
I won't forget the sparklers.
Oh, yes, good.
Come on, Fred. Let's see what your sister's been up to before I go.
Lily, I'm ready.
She's not coming with me.
Lily!
Nigel?
I'll go and get some cash now.
You went to the bank yesterday.
Yes.
Say you lost it all last night.
Oh, no. No, remember I bought Mummy a bunch of dahlias yesterday afternoon.
Well, that can't have cost much.
And there was chocolate for the children.
Mm-hmm. But you lost all the rest.
Well, more or less, yes.
Nigel, you idiot.
I was very unlucky, that's all.
That's 2 weeks in a row.
It all came down to one hand. I had the winning cards, but I just didn't play them properly.
I don't want to know how it happened.
I felt a bit of a fool, actually.
Good.
I got teased a bit. But the thing is, Lizzie, is learn from these mistakes, you see.
It's a mug's game, Nigel. Admit it.
No. The whole evening was great fun, otherwise.
Well, good for you, but now's the time to stop.
Oh, don't be so puritanical, Lizzie.
I'm not being puritanical.
I'm as good as any of the others. I'll probably win next time.
Oh, yes, of course you will.
Even if I don't, it's only a bit of fun.
I expect Julia always thought the same way.
Oh, come on. There's no comparison.
Isn't there?
No. It was quite different with Mummy.
I'm not sure I see how.
She got caught up in serious gambling.
Yes, very serious. All that trouble with that horrible thug.
Ronald Hardwick. I haven't forgotten about that.
Well, then.
That's exactly why you don't need to worry, Lizzie, because I've seen what can go wrong.
I don't find that very reassuring.
It's all right. I know where to draw the line. I've got much more self-control than Mummy.
Will you settle down, Bill?
The cover's scuffed, but otherwise it's not too bad.
She sounded so fed up when I called into the cafe.
Hmm?
Emma.
Ah. And she really can't be persuaded?
She says it's just not her sort of thing.
The bushes must have kept the weather off.
Though, of course, Linda won't take no for an answer.
She never does.
She keeps coming back and asking again.
Which part does she want Emma to play?
Mary.
Ah. You need someone whose heart's in it for a big role like that.
Oh, of course you do. Ow! If you're getting your claws out, you can get down.
Although Emma has the right teeth for Mary.
Teeth?
Hmm. That lovely, warm smile. She looks radiant when she's happy.
I hadn't thought of that. Perhaps that's why Linda's pestering her.
Oh, have you come to look at my diary, Bill?
Will you need Higgs tomorrow morning?
That's what I'm checking now.
I want to go around all the outlets, see if we can have one last push with the poppies.
No, I'm clear all day.
I'll take the Bentley then, if you don't mind.
No, it's a good time to do it. Oh, I'm very busy for the rest of the week.
What are you doing?
There's a quarterly meeting at the Echo on Thursday. Then I'm running over sales figures with Betty.
You still take on far too much.
And I'm seeing Stephen Chalkman on Friday, Chamber of Commerce business.
I'll turn it into a song one day. You're supposed to be retired.
Now, where have I put Chalkman's number? Oh, it's in here somewhere.
At least you're taking it easy tomorrow. That's something.
Oh, no.
What?
Surely... Oh, Peggy.
What is it?
I've been so unfair.
What do you mean?
I virtually told him to expect the sack. Now, look at the entry for last Friday.
I haven't got my glasses.
8 o'clock, Halloween party, Jack's Caff.
Oh.
Kenton was telling the truth all along.
Not surprisingly, it's bonfire night, but will Phil's idea go off with a bang?
That's it, into the corner.
Both for disc wooden?
Yeah. Gotcha!
Feisty, isn't she?
Certainly is. All right, hold still. Can you do the anaesthetic while she's relatively calm?
It's all right, girl. He's not going to sit on you forever.
Ah! Come on, Ruth.
I want to inject her in the right place. Oh. That's one side. Where's the other dimple?
Ooh, wouldn't last a minute in a rodeo.
There you go.
You got the scissors?
Yep.
Make sure you clear properly round the buzz.
David?
Oh, sorry. It's just that Bert doesn't always do it properly.
I'm so easy to mix up with Bert. Same hairstyle and everything.
How are you getting on with the passport?
Slowly, in between bucket feeding and going through the accounts.
Right, let's give that a few minutes to kick in. Your turn now.
I wish I was better with spreadsheets.
You're Bill Gates compared to me. Go on!
Not compared to some of the kids we saw yesterday, though.
No, they were pretty impressive.
Mind you, they had all the gear, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. Borchester Greens kitted out very nicely for IT.
I wonder how much money the new computer suite cost. Can't have come cheap. 20,000, maybe?
Ruth, are you doing the injections or catching flies? This isn't very comfortable.
Sorry, hold still, girl. There you go.
Yeah, it's a shame they had to convert a music room to do it.
Mrs. Blissett seems very high-tech.
Yeah, performing arts guy is a bit vague about what the choir's doing this year.
Apart from the Christmas concert, you mean?
You need any help?
Oh, we're all right, Dad, thanks.
Well, are you sure? I finished the parlour.
Tell you what, if you help David to spud, I can get the passports finished.
Oh, righto.
I'll just finish clearing round.
I couldn't help hearing. You were talking about Borchester Green.
Yeah.
How did your visit go?
Not too bad.
It's a pretty decent score.
Mr. Henderson's going to be quite a loss, though.
Yeah, well, we'll have to see what the new head's like.
There we go. All done.
Yeah, but Pip's so keen on her music, isn't she?
Oh, just a bit, yeah.
Crazy about it.
You are coming to the bonfire tonight, aren't you?
Do you think the kids will give us a choice?
Yeah. Well, I'll bring something to show you. It might be of interest.
Oh, go on then. You convince me. Punch sounds good.
Anything to eat with it? Pig in a blanket? Plate of chilli?
No. Oh, I have a bag of cinder toffee, though.
That's meant to be for the youngsters.
Well, someone's got to check it safe for them.
Hey, what's it like on the green?
It's starting to get lively.
Certainly keeping us busy.
You know, you should get yourself an extra barman.
And who's going to pay for him, then?
Quality staff are a necessity, not a luxury.
Right. The toffee canton, that's £2.80. Right.
Jolene, I don't suppose you are likely to have any work coming up in the near future?
Tap. Hmm? Well, not unless someone's planning to leave and ain't told me.
Have you been outside yet?
I haven't had a chance, Oliver. 20.
Thanks.
The bonfire's absolutely tremendous. It's lighting up the whole green.
Oh, has it reached the guy yet?
Getting there. A pint of showers, please, and another glass of your excellent punch.
Oh, do you like it?
Caroline does.
Mm. Oh, it's really good, isn't it?
It's Sid's very own recipe.
Now that is first-class happy juice.
I don't suppose either of you know what's happened to Jasmine.
Why do you ask?
Well, he's out there now with the most dreadful bruising around his eye and cheek.
Oh, he's had that for ages.
He must have taken a real hammering.
Well, it always looks bad when the bruises come out.
Well, Jazz is the sort of idiot who attracts trouble. You know it's down to him I'm losing my job at the CAF.
Oh, you're not.
Yeah, probably. He causes a riot, I get the chop.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, so am I. Mind you, from the state of his face, he's really been in the wars.
My heart bleeds.
I just hope he's got the sense to stay away from whoever he argued with.
Jazz and common sense. You don't often see them keeping company.
So, the meal went off all right.
Much better than I expected.
Who did the cooking?
Well, Greg, mainly. And it wasn't the food I was worried about.
Ah, Peggy said things have been a little tense lately.
That's why we invited Mum and Dad over.
Oh, I'm glad it worked.
So am I. Well, though Dad and I had our work cut out.
Hmm.
steering the conversation away from hunting.
Oh, I don't suppose your mother and Greg see eye to eye on that.
Not really. More on shooting. More on politics, come to that.
So what did you talk about?
Well, we managed a full and frank discussion of the weather.
Ah, at least you're all back on good terms.
Yeah, mission accomplished.
Peg, you'll be pleased.
Oh, where is Gran?
At home with the cats. She'll come down later, if she thinks they've settled.
Oh, yeah. Is it Ben who's got
the delicate digestion? Yes. Doesn't respond well to loud bangs.
Can you make sure the kiddies stay behind the ropes, please?
Come to that. Where's Greg?
Well, doing his rounds, of course.
Oh, yes, bonfire night. Poacher's delight.
Well, that's what he's afraid of.
Well, the fireworks is about to start any minute, so please stay behind the rope.
Mike.
Oh, evening, Mr. Woolley. Hello.
Hello.
You made a great job of the fire.
Well, I've got to admit, I'm pleased with it.
It's huge.
It's taken some doing.
Don't know how you fit it all in. You've always got so much work on.
Oh, and just work, neither. I've been busy learning me part all week.
Oh, for the mystery plays?
A lot of lines to set in, Shepherd.
How are you getting on?
Very nicely. Now I've hit on a system for learning them.
Oh, what's that?
I got Hayley reading all the other parts, and I chip in as needed.
That's very helpful of her.
Actually, it's for her benefit as much as mine. You see, she was starting to feel awkward with this.
Really?
Sort of. I'm afraid she's imposing by staying.
Well, she said something.
Well, she didn't have to, you can tell. She keeps hiding away in her room.
What a shame.
I guess it is quite difficult for her.
Well, it shouldn't be. I mean, we love having the old family together, but I don't want her thinking she's a bother.
Of course not.
So every night now, whatever excuse she makes, I get her out of her room to read Shepherds 1 and 3 for me. And you know what? I reckon she loves it.
Well, I happened to be near the cathedral yesterday, so I went in and picked up a prospectus.
All right. Stand out of the light, darling. What was it? Felpersham Cathedral School.
Felpersham?
Well, naturally, they've got the most marvellous choral and instrumental facilities there.
Awesome.
And what better venue to perform in than the cathedral itself?
Ruth, you're blocking the light again.
Sorry.
And I thought there was no harm seeing what they have to say for themselves.
Well, no.
Ooh, have you seen what it costs a term?
That is pretty steep.
Well, yeah, well, I know it looks a lot, but talent's talent. It'd be a pity to see it go to waste.
No one wants that to happen.
Anyway, I'll leave it with you.
Yeah, thanks, Dad.
I better find out where Jill's taken the children.
All right.
What do you think?
Kenton?
Mm-hmm?
I was hoping you'd be here.
No, there's no point going over all the old ground.
Are you all right?
Sorry, it's Jolene Cinder-Topper.
Oh, yes, so I see.
Yeah, and since you ask, no, I'm not all right. I don't suppose you're interested.
Well, now...
Though I'm not letting it affect the way I run the cafe.
Kenton?
And somehow I'm pushing all thoughts of imminent unemployment to the back of my mind.
Kenton, I was wrong.
Say that again, Jack.
Due to an unfortunate administrative error, I find you had mentioned the Halloween party to me after all.
You were wrong and I was right?
Yes.
I don't like to say I told you, but you've got to admit,
yes,
Jack.
Yes, I know. But now I've had independent confirmation.
Oh, I see. My word wasn't good enough.
Anyway, that's what I wanted to tell you.
Yeah, well, thanks, Jack. It'll be good to get some sleep tonight.
Oh, you haven't been sleeping?
Oh, not a wink since Sunday.
I hadn't realised.
Worrying about the future. Homelessness, sending money over to my daughter, that sort of thing. Still, it's not your problem.
I'm sorry if I unsettled you in any way.
Oh, forget it, Jack. You were only doing what you thought was right.
Well... Yes.
And agreed you happened to be completely in the wrong, but now you're putting things straight.
I felt I owed you an apology.
Gratefully accepted. And presumably everything you said about the contract, was skating on
naturally,
thin ice stuff.
We'll review it in rather a different light, at the appropriate time.
And you'll bear in mind all the nice things you said on Sunday?
What things?
The way my recent work has exceeded all expectations. My personnel manager...
I said there'd been a slight improvement.
Well, then perhaps we should be looking beyond a six-month renewal.
I hadn't really thought about that.
A year would certainly take away the sting of a false accusation.
I suppose I did rather jump to conclusions.
That's very decent of you to say so. A year it is, then. And no hard feelings?
Well, all right. No hard feelings.
Oh, it would be very helpful if you could put it in writing tomorrow, Jack. You know, just to avoid any more administrative errors.
Very well.
Excellent. Now, can I offer you a piece of toffee?
Right, Neil tells me another minute and we'll be ready to go.
I haven't missed anything yet.
Sid's letting me have a breather. It's empty for this.
Keep an eye on the littlies, though, won't you? So how are we doing, Maestro?
Hey, aren't you going the wrong way, Oliver?
Oh, it doesn't look as though I can stay for the fireworks.
They're about to start.
Unfortunately, I've got a problem with tomorrow's meet.
You still gathering here?
Oh, yes. But the huntsman's just called to say our chief whipper-in's gone walkabout.
You don't know where he is?
No idea.
Will you have to call it off?
It'll take more than that to stop us getting to hounds. But I need to look up some contacts and pronto.
Right, down there at the countdown, everyone! Five, four, three, two, one!
Felbisham's a heck of a lot of travelling every day.
Yeah, I know.
Should be worn out. Oh, might.
Well, I suppose other people do it.
And if you multiply the cost per term 3 times a year.
Yeah, that is pretty scary.
I mean, I'm not saying no. Not if it's right for her.
But we're not talking about small change, are we?
And if we do it for Pip.
What about Josh and Ben?
We've all got to have the same opportunities.
Yeah, that is a thought, isn't it?
Three lots of fees.
Although, you know, by the time Ben starts secondary school, Pip will have left.
University? Anyway, we'd be committing ourselves to a lot of expense for a long, long time ahead.
Well, let's have a proper look at this back home. They do mention scholarships, you know.
That'd help, but...
There's no guarantee she'd get one. I suppose, well...
What?
Well, there is the money we'll get from Woodbine.
If and when it sells.
Well, some of that could go on fees, couldn't it?
That's not really what we had in mind.
No. I know.
Linda's got an announcement to make.
I thought it went off very well.
Oh, yeah, those big cascadey rockets.
Yeah, marvellous, weren't they? The only thing I didn't much like was the cinder toffee.
Oh, I love that. There you are, 15, 16.
Oh, thanks. Well, I expect you don't have crowns to worry about.
Oh, I see.
I only tried some to keep Pip happy. I must have been chewing for 20 minutes.
At least it was good value for money.
Good afternoon.
Oh, hello.
Oh, afternoon, Linda.
Phil, I wonder if I can pick your brains about medieval plain songs.
Oh, and not just at the moment, I'm afraid. I'm in something of a hurry.
Some other time, perhaps?
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, Constanza and Wolfgang are tied up round the corner, if you want to say hello.
Ah, well, I haven't got time, unfortunately. Bye now.
Bye.
See you, Mr. Archer.
Now, Susan, I've come on play business.
Oh, if it's cardboard boxes, I've already promised Alan I'll save any big ones.
Oh?
To store your props in?
Well, I hadn't realised he was taking on that responsibility. Robert's actually in charge of the set.
That's Alan all over, isn't it? Very enthusiastic.
Yes. No, Susan, I've come about something else.
Oh?
As you may know, I've been giving a lot of thought to casting.
Emma said you were getting desperate.
No, not desperate. I'm simply very particular about finding the right person for the right role.
So important, isn't it?
And now, I am the bearer of good news. I have chosen you to be Mary.
Me?
Yes.
You're not serious.
Oh, yes. It came to me in a flash of inspiration.
But it's such an important part. I'm so inexperienced.
You gave a very good account of yourself as Mrs. Ashton in the community play.
But that was years ago. All I've played recently is half a pantomime cow.
Don't be afraid, Susan. You haven't been chosen lightly.
Well, if you're sure...
Oh, I'm convinced. You are the right person to do the role justice.
Then I'd love to.
Oh, good.
And I'm really made up that you've asked me. Thanks, Linda.
Oh, well, thank you for agreeing.
To be honest, I can't understand why Emma didn't want to do it herself.
No.
So, when do I start rehearsing?
I should have brought a schedule. I'll let you have one later.
Oh, please.
Though perhaps I should warn you.
What?
Well, you're quite right to describe him as enthusiastic.
Well, it shows in the way he talks about the play.
Oh, yes, yes. Very keen, but lacking a certain savoir-faire.
Is he?
Yet to develop a feel for authentic historical performance.
And frankly, an over-boisterous approach, accessible, he calls it, doesn't suit the reverential tone these pieces demand. Oh, yeah. And it's not just me saying so. Robert's in complete agreement.
So, what happens at rehearsals? Are you both telling us what to do?
No. We've divided the plays up. Alan and I will each be directing separately.
Oh, I see.
I was simply anxious you should be aware of his lack of expertise.
Oh, right.
Don't worry, though. Working alongside me, some of the magic dust will soon rub off on him.
It all sounds very exciting.
Yes. Now, I must remember to drop in a schedule.
Oh, thanks.
Because I made one or two purchases and finished Wolfgang and Constanza's daily walk.
Oh, is now really the best time to do that?
Why ever not? Coffee's just made. Shall I pour yours as well?
Yeah, please.
What's it like outside?
Oh, it's not too bad now. I saw Shura on the green and Nigel.
Oh, it's the first meet, isn't it?
There's a good crowd gathering.
Had they anything to say?
Oh, I couldn't stop to chat. I was too busy getting away from Linda.
Oh?
She wanted to discuss plain song. Frankly, I wasn't in the mood.
I'm not surprised. If you've only just finished at Brookfield.
Mm.
Biscuits?
Well, since I was passing the shop, these go nicely with coffee.
Oh, I found a plate.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
I'm making some scones later with stem ginger.
Oh, good.
The ones you like.
Mm.
Still, these will do in the meantime.
Mike and Neil are making a good job of clearing up.
Yes, they always do.
You hardly know there'd been a fireworks party on the green.
Weren't we lucky to miss the rain last night?
Oh, we certainly were.
I really enjoyed the whole evening. Especially Kenton's news.
Yeah, that was marvellous.
Jack must think very highly of him to extend the contract.
I must say I was pleasantly surprised.
Me too.
I mean, with Kenton, well, my stomach usually tightens when he says he's got something to tell us.
He always responds well to people having faith in him.
Yeah.
That's how Jack's brought out the best in him.
Well, I suppose we all flourish in different ways. That's what I was saying to David this morning.
About Kenton?
No, about Pip. She must be allowed to make the most of her talent.
Honestly, Phil, I do wish you wouldn't interfere.
Quite a turnout.
Yes, I think we could be jolly pleased.
Absolutely. And how did you persuade Nigel to help?
Well, he's done some whipping in before. We should manage between us.
Shuna says we're doing very nicely with the cap. We've got plenty of visitors.
Glad to show support.
Definitely more than usual.
Very encouraging. Caroline?
Yeah?
Still. Last night, before I had to start chasing around for Whippers Inn, I was going to ask...
Yeah?
Well, I just wondered... Have you given it any more thought?
Not really, I'm afraid.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
He's been so hectic at work.
That's fine.
I've read through all the literature they sent.
Yes, I noticed. I wasn't sure if it helped you make your mind up.
Is there a deadline?
No, not at all. We can contact the recruitment team whenever we like.
Then if you don't mind, I'd like another dollar too.
Absolutely no rush. Hello. Keep setting them off. Groucho, off the road!
Stop that! Will you stop, Oliver? There's the problem by the shop. Okay, ignore them. Simply ignore them. Constanza, how can I... Stop! Tuggy, no! Oh! Come back at once!
Hold up!
Beeswax, Growler, come here! Wolfgang, stop it!
That infernal woman!
Oh, two or three are breaking for Gleevons.
Can you...
I'll see to them. Can someone control those dogs?
Mrs. Snell!
It's an outrage! Constanza, no! Hold up to him!
Mrs. Snell!
Can't you do something?
Yes! If you get your confounded animals out of the way!
You want any more?
Yes, please.
Posh you cut, then.
The scones are a good idea.
Hmm.
We haven't had any for a while.
We'll have to see if we've any ginger in.
Oh, I can go back to the shop if you like.
I'm not helpless, Phil.
No. Oh, thanks. You see, what it is, Jill...
Look, we've been through it before.
Yes, but it's all very well saying don't interfere.
Oh, Phil.
I'm simply making sure that David and Ruth are aware of the option.
Of course they are.
They're both very keen for Pip to develop her talent.
Naturally. But you don't have to foist the cathedral school on them.
I just want them to have the facts.
They're quite capable of finding out whatever they need to know themselves.
Well, David seemed grateful for the prospectus. We had a good chat about it this morning.
You're just complicating things. They weren't even thinking of private education.
Ah, well, that's the rub, isn't it? The fact it's a private school.
You know my thoughts on that subject.
But times have changed, Jill.
It's still very socially divisive.
Oh, society's a lot more open than it used to be.
A private education doesn't count in the same way as it used to.
Then why send Pip to the cathedral school?
Because it'll stretch her.
You don't have to go to private school to be stretched.
They have the most wonderful facilities there.
Because it's an elite institution.
Oh. So it's wrong to have high standards?
No.
Well, then.
But you can have high standards in state schools as well.
Some of them are excellent.
Without the unfairness of excluding the majority.
Look, isn't stopping a child making the most of her ability even more unfair?
Oh, well, of course I don't want to stop Pip doing that.
Well, I honestly think the cathedral school might be the best place for her.
And it might not be. And what if everyone like David and Ruth take their children out of state schools?
Oh, we've got to decide what's best for Pip. No one else.
I don't see how making her an outsider is going to help.
She won't be an outsider.
Of course she will. Private schools create small, separate cliques.
Well, you accepted it for David and Elizabeth.
Against my inclination. Anyway, those were special circumstances Elizabeth's held.
Pip's ability is a special circumstance.
And I'm still not sure sending her to Cheddington was the best thing for Elizabeth.
It was the right thing at the time.
Being expelled was hardly a resounding success.
Oh, you're right. We're not going to change each other's minds, are we?
No.
Oh, well.
Besides, Borchester Green is a very good school.
I'm not disputing that.
I'm sure Pip would be perfectly happy there.
Mm, well, luckily, it's not our decision.
No.
Just as well.
As long as we remember that, Phil. It's up to David and Ruth. It's nothing to do with us.
It's all right now, Constanza. Oh, dear, thank you, Susan.
I didn't have much choice.
No, you were a great help. Once you got hold of Constanza, Wolfie was a lot easier to deal with.
I had to close the shop. I was afraid Owens might rush in.
Oh, disgraceful, weren't they? Racing all over the place.
Well, actually, I was impressed how quickly the pack came together again.
It's all right, Constanza. We'll let the barbarians move off before we go home.
After all, it wasn't their fault. And they must have been terrified seeing the llamas rush at them.
No, you're quite right. The hunt must take blame, not the dogs.
That's one way of looking at it.
Mrs. Snow.
Ah, good. I was looking for you.
Time I opened up again. If you excuse me.
Thank you again, Susan.
What do you think you were playing at?
Me.
Letting your animals run amok?
They did no such thing.
That is precisely what happened.
The poor things were terrified by your dogs. They only ran at them in self-defense.
They'd no business to be loose.
Excuse me. I have a perfect right to exercise them down here.
Under control, and yes.
They were under control.
What?
Until they were intimidated by the grotesque gathering in front of the pub.
There is nothing grotesque about the meat. It's a perfectly normal part of country life.
Not my idea of normal.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
It's hardly normal to have the whole village green taken over by a bloodthirsty rabble.
We were meeting in
poor
an orderly
Wolfgang
way.
Poor Wolfgang or Constanza might have been badly injured in the melee.
And I'd have been very sorry if they had been.
Oh, really?
I have nothing against them.
You called them the most horrible names.
My beef's against small-minded bigots.
What?
Who don't even try to understand the countryside and its
How
ways.
Dare
who don't
you?
Understand anything about conservation or pedigree control.
I know plenty about
and
conservation.
And who simply cannot
Thank
bear to see
much.
Other people enjoying themselves. So they have to create trouble.
Well, it's a very strange form of enjoyment, if you ask me.
Which I didn't.
Frankly, I'm glad that even if it's taking far too long, hunting is finally in its death throes.
Oh, is it?
Yes, thank goodness.
I wouldn't count on that, Mrs. Snow. Not by a long chalk.
Alan's missing a shepherd.
We can block out some of the movement while we're waiting.
It's your first duty to be on time.
Now, at this point, the second and third shepherds have got together.
Yeah, but they can't start eating till the first one turns
well,
up.
That's right. So, what do you think they'll be doing?
That'll be him making excuses.
Yeah, I better go and see.
Yeah, well, don't worry, Alan. We'll get on with our lives.
This is the Snell woman phoning in some new instructions.
Yeah, they made a clear agreement. Alan's on his own with the shepherd's play.
It won't stop her interfering.
Not much will.
Yeah, did you hear about her upsetting the hump yesterday?
Oh, here we are.
Yeah, that wasn't enough. She had the brass neck to turn up at the cider pressing last night.
No.
Said a country woman like herself was anxious to learn more about a precious old rural tradition.
Fancy that. Hello, now, be well
met. Country woman, first thing she does is start complaining about the hygiene.
The cod should be set.
Just because a few turkey feathers got into the pulp. Cheek of the woman.
What? Oh, yeah.
Won't even be a barn there soon. Unless she gets her.
Hello bed. Now, be well met. The only
thing. Come at the worst time, neither.
One thing only. One only. One.
Ed was in a foul mood.
Joe!
He failed his driving test.
Paddy.
Yeah, the theory, say. I had to watch some sort of video and see what hazards was coming up.
Well, Brenda had to do that. It's a good idea, I reckon.
Of course, Ed didn't see the half of them. Never does. So he's got to fork out for a retake.
Pricey and all, isn't it?
Clary warned him he needed to put the work in, but would he listen?
We might as well make a start.
Oh, yeah?
I'm afraid our first shepherd's going to be late.
There you go. You all right? You sure it's all right?
Of course.
It's the ones coming through for the first time that set me back.
It's always the way with newly carved heifers.
Oh, coming in backwards, some of them were.
Right, you get yourself off that.
Ah, well, I'm obliged to the two of you for finishing off.
Always happy to promote the cause of great art.
I'll come in tomorrow to make up.
No, don't, no. Enjoy having a whole weekend for once.
We need you refreshed for the tests on Monday.
Right, well, bye then.
See ya.
Bye.
Which we hope are going to be clear.
Yeah, too right. Now, these won't take long.
You hose down, I'll put the clusters on.
Fair enough. That was Matt Crawford on the phone.
Still slipping round Woodbine?
Yeah, he's offered us the full asking price.
He is keen.
Well, I turned him down straight away, of course.
Well, that's what we agreed. How did he take it?
With his usual charm and good grace.
Naturally.
Thinks we're being very foolish. You never know when the house price bubble will burst, Davy.
The trouble is, he might have a point.
Yeah, we could certainly do with another buyer showing interest.
Have you thought any more about schools for Pip?
Yes, all enough.
So we'll go and have a look then, you reckon?
Yeah. Well, we're not committing ourselves to anything just for taking a look.
No.
We'll go along in a fortnight, see what the setup's like in Felbersham, and then make a decision.
As long as we don't take too long.
Oh, we won't.
See, Barrett wants the school application form back ASAP.
Hey, here is bread. This day was me. Onions, garlic, and... Oh, that's very helpful.
Oh, I'm sorry I'm late, Alan.
It's all right, Bert.
Oh, I got here as quick as I could.
Very unprofessional, I could.
It's going really well,
so, too. We're on a bit of a roll with the third shepherd, so just sit down.
Oh, yeah, right on.
Right, top of that speech again, please, Joe.
Hey, here is bread. This day was me. Onions, garlics and leek. Butter and eggs this day were laid. And green cheese to grease your cheeks.
Oh, wait, Nathan.
And here,
Alan, can I suggest something?
And what meat?
Oh, hold it now, Joe. Hold it a moment, please.
Oh, what's the trouble this time?
Oh, I'm sorry I was late, Alan. You see,
it's quite all right, Bert. It's going on. No harm done. Mike.
No, I just remember something Ailey does when she's reading in for us.
What's that?
Well, she gets to the part about green cheese. She got this lovely bit of business where she rolls her eyes and looks sort of world weary.
Yeah, I see, yeah.
I mean, sometimes she even pretends to stifle a yawn. It's ever so comical. I just wondered if Joe should try it that way.
I never tire of seeing a man hard at work.
I wasn't expecting you back yet.
I came away early. Since I'm working the rest of the weekend.
Pity. We'll have to make the most of this evening, then.
Oh, I'll second that.
Yeah, well, once I've finished in here.
Spoil sport. There's a frost starting outside.
Yeah, I noticed it getting chillier.
It's rather nice. Crunching across the yard. Seeing a light glowing in the cowshed.
I found out what happened to Mick Tanner.
A wandering whipper-in. Go on.
Oh, well, he's got a thing going with one of the grooms. She's gone off with him.
No. Which one?
Janice.
The one with the awful laugh?
Yes, that's her. Last heard of, heading for Stroud.
At least some good's come of it, then. That laugh drove me crackers.
Well, yes, there is that. But, well, all the same...
It's going to make life hard for Carl and Sandra, isn't it?
Quite. It's never easy being a huntsman at the best of times.
Well, the season we've got ahead of us.
We could really have done without it.
Right, that's okay for that bit at the moment. Let's let's take a look at the bringing of gifts. Right. Top of 55, please.
Where?
Have we got any props for this, Alan?
Not today, no.
Ooh, because I need a bell.
Yes, but...
Lo, I say, lo, I bring thee a bell.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a flask and spoon for me.
No, look, we're not doing props today.
I reckon a thermos would be a bit right. What do you think?
Yeah, well, it might be, but we'll wait till you've got your line so your hands are free.
Well, I know my lines now.
Well done, Sir Lawrence.
Yeah, I don't need a look at the book at all.
Oh, that's very commendable.
Were we supposed to have learnt it by today?
No. Mike's ahead of schedule. Now, come on, gentlemen, if we're ready, first shepherd, please.
Ah, right. Lo, I bring thee a bell. I pray thee save me from hell.
What's he playing at?
That I may with thee dwell.
Wait
a minute. And farewell, for I...
The bird?
I was spreading me arms to indicate eternity.
Yeah, it's more the voice I'm worried about.
Ah, no, it was Linda who put me on to that. You remember she sat in the last few minutes on Tuesday?
Oh, how could we forget?
Afterwards, she told me she was rather worried about that speech.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, and she said it's a point of transformation. As the shepherds approach the Christ child, so their own inner godliness must shine through.
What's she on about?
That's what you were trying to do.
Yeah, I've been practising that voice ever since.
Yes, well, that's very good to experiment, Bert, but you've got to remember this play was performed by blokes like yourselves. Real stockmen.
Yeah,
well, of course it was. If you started talking like that in the field, how would another farmer react?
He'd look round to see where your nurse had gone, eh?
So you don't want me to do it that way?
No, I want you to be yourself, Bert. That's what filled the churches when these plays were first performed.
Oh.
The congregation came to see folk like themselves acting. Craftsmen, workers. It's what made the play so real and compelling.
I see. Right, how, Alan? Well, can I try it on me out at the back before we go on?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, right. Now, we'll bring the apparel.
Right, meanwhile, let's move on to you, Mike.
Oh, ready and willing? I bring thee a flask and spoon to... flask and spoon to... Oh.
Sir Lawrence ain't forgotten his lines, has he?
He's going to do something with the spoon.
Yeah, it's not the easiest speech to remember.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can I have a minute to look it over?
Yes, of course.
Oh, ta.
Ah, now then, Vicar, while we're waiting, there's something to ask about my speech.
What's that, John?
Well, you says the whole idea of these plays is to make them relevant to modern life, eh?
Yes, that's it in a nutshell.
Ah, well, that's exactly what I propose he's doing now. Now, what do you think of this, eh? The gift I bring thee is not small... A Grundy turkey, best of all.
Joe.
And I'll have one of our turkeys with me, see?
No.
Clary will do it up nice.
We are not changing the lines.
Oh, it makes it more up to date. And it lets people know we got turkeys for sale.
We're not changing the text.
Oh.
It's the spirit of the performance which is going to be contemporary.
Oh, so Linda's got it wrong, has she?
No, I wouldn't exactly say that.
Well, only what she says sounds very different to what you're saying.
Yeah, she says it should all be done in a very reverent and spiritual way.
Yeah, but that's not how these plays were intended to be performed.
Oh. So basically she's talking a load of codswallop.
No, that's not the right word at all.
Which word would you use, Fricker?
It feels very indulgent. Having the fire and the heating on.
Well, if I'm rattling around on my own tomorrow, I want to be cosy tonight.
2 fingers of single malt, as requested.
Oh, thanks. Oh, you sit this side, nearer the fire.
Oh, I must have been a cat in an earlier life.
Well, you do seem a natural at curling up in the warm.
I can't take any credit. It's simply a gift.
Well, cheers. Oh, I could have done with some of this yesterday.
I told you the hip flask was on the table.
Turned out all right in the end, though, didn't it?
After Linda's little intervention.
Mad as a hatter, that woman.
It was a good meet.
I thought we'd lost Charlie altogether when he doubled back along Hidden Brook.
It took some finding again.
Yeah. It'll leave a hell of a gap in our lives, won't it?
What?
If they can make the band stick.
There's a long way to go before that happens.
Yeah, it's such an unnecessary battle. It's mostly people of goodwill on both sides.
Well, at least we'll be battling together. And a lot more like us.
Can you imagine? A clear winter's day, a breast-high scent, and no chance of following it.
Oh, come on, Oliver. There's no point in getting gloomy now.
Sorry.
Not when I'm getting so comfortable.
Just when you think you've got life sorted, it all starts to unravel.
Eleanor.
Oh, I'm happy for her and the kids.
You're going to miss them awfully, though.
Yes.
It was quiet at work this afternoon.
That's unusual for a Friday.
I finally had time to think.
Oh?
I had a good long think, in fact, about fostering.
Look, I haven't been banging on about Eleanor to make you feel bad.
It's all right, you haven't. I've made up my own mind.
And?
It would take 100% commitment from both of us, wouldn't it?
Well, yes.
To be honest, I can't say I am that committed yet.
Oh. Well, it doesn't matter.
What I do know is, almost without me noticing, we've grown very close. Got a strong relationship.
I like to think so.
And it's happened because we've faced up to challenges, not dodged them. Jealousy. Past loves.
Hair loss.
Just because we're not in the first bloom anymore.
You speak for yourself.
Doesn't mean we can't keep on growing by facing new challenges.
Caroline.
It'll be a very long road, and I'm not ready to think about all of it yet. But at least I'd like to explore the possibilities.
You're not just saying this to please me.
No.
It's got to be what you want.
What I want, Oliver, is to explore a little further. I'm not making any promises.
No, I understand that.
But I'd like us to contact the recruitment team. Set up a meeting with a social worker.
You're quite sure?
Yeah. For both our sakes. I'm ready to take the next step.
The Archers was written by Adrian Flynn and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.